Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
There's a little event coming up later in the year called an election,
says Finance Minister Bill English.
And New Zealanders will have the opportunity to look at a prudent and responsible program from this government or a mad borrowing spree from the Labour opposition, and they'll make their own decision.
And before the election, there's another little event, as Mr English reminded his Labour shadow.
The member will just have to wait for the budget to see what increases.
The Finance Minister had been responding to David Cunliffe's questions about changes to KiwiSaver.
Mr Speaker, to the Minister, does he accept that the changes he is proposing to make to KiwiSaver will amount to an extra $10 a week tax increase for 1.7 million KiwiSavers? Or does he think that they should take refuge in the New Zealand Superannuation Fund that he has just refused to pre-fund for a decade?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, Kiwis have the security of national superannuation for their retirement. And with respect to the New Zealand Superannuation Fund and KiwiSaver, the government has made decisions that reflect the circumstances that we find ourselves in, and that is with a record $16 to $17 billion deficit, which has been the price of supporting this economy through the recession and facing the costs of rebuilding Christchurch. And taken as a whole, changes to KiwiSaver and reductions in the deficit will put the whole New Zealand economy on a stronger footing without affecting people's retirement savings significantly.
Finance Minister Bill English, who will be presenting his budget next Thursday, while his Cabinet colleague, Defence Minister Wayne Mapp, faced more questions from Labour's David Shearer about the use of Air Force planes by Foreign Affairs Minister Murray McCulley.
Does he stand by his advice to the House last week that his colleague Murray McCulley had to take military flights to and from Vanuatu because otherwise, quote, that would have meant that he would have not been able to meet Prime Minister Julia Gillard, unquote? If so, how does he respond to the inconvenient truth that commercial flights through either Australia or New Caledonia were in fact available to get Mr McCulley back in time to New Zealand?
The Honourable Dr Wayne Mapp.
Mr Speaker, I was advised that the military flights were necessary to enable Mr McCulley to meet all his obligations, including Mr McCulley, in fact, obviously.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Social Development got into a muddle over a question that gave her a choice of two options.
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
It was actually the second option.
I beg your
pardon. The first option. Oh, no, sorry. Oh, no. It was the inner blue. Oh, God, now I'm confused.
Order. 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 No order. Order. All around order.
Question time was followed by a novel debate on a member's notice of motion, dealing with a complicated situation involving the Plumbers, Gasfitters and Drainlayers Board. This report from Rhys Lyon.
The chairman of the Regulations Review Committee, Charles Chevelle, said a procedural mistake was made when drafting rules governing the Plumbers, Gasfitters and Drainlayers Board.
On this occasion, the committee made an error. We were well motivated in doing so, but it was an error nonetheless. After we reported to the House in February and after the Deputy Chairperson moved his disallowance motion, the committee's involvement should have stopped. If the government had concerns about the disallowance motion, it should have brought it on for debate and then moved amendments to it. Instead, the government asked to meet with the committee to express concerns about the disallowance motion.
Mr Chevelle said the committee had learnt from its mistake.
The final lesson that I think we've learned as far as procedure is concerned is that we're not going to enter into correspondence once we've decided on a disallowance motion, even for the best of reasons, even if it is to attempt to accommodate a legitimate concern on the part of the executive. Our decisions and any resulting motions will stand, and motions, when they're made for disallowance, will simply have to be brought on for debate.
The Minister of Building and Construction, Morris Williamson, acknowledged a mistake had been made, but did not see the need to remedy it.
The Regs Committee did what they thought was a right thing to do at the time. I've heard the Chairman now say he will go out and consult no more widely so we get a representative view. And, sir, if it had been a representative view of the entire industry, if, for example, the Master Plumbers Association had agreed with this, I wouldn't be standing here today because it really doesn't affect me either way. But I think it's quite clear the industry does want a continuous professional development regime to stay in place, and that will happen by the fact that the government will vote against the disallowance motion.
And Mr Williamson's National Party were joined by the Māori Party, ACT and Peter Dunn, their total of 66 votes defeating the 52 of Charles Chevelle's Labour Party, the Greens' Jim Anderton and the two independents.
That's report from East Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.